This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock. So we got about an hour left in the show. And we'll continue to take phone calls like we have right now. So Nathan, who's up next?
Shirley's in Keene.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a lot of problems with chipmunks and squirrels. We live right to the foot of the mountain, and I caught like 92 chipmunks in my Have a Heart trap. And I have planted, I just got done planting my hyacinths and tulips and all those bulbs. And I went out yesterday, and it seems like they're just digging them right up. And is there anything I can mix in with the dirt or put on the top that will discourage them?
Yeah, so there's a couple things that we can be looking at here. So when you're planting the bulbs, we could look at mixing into the soil around the bulbs a little bit, a type of rock, a rock that has sharp edges.
Oh.
You know, a lot of people, it's not out there as much as it used to be, but lava rock is a great one because of the way it's almost like porous. And so when a chipmunk or squirrel kind of tries to dig at it, it hurts their paws, so they move around it. So that is one option. There is another, there's a couple other options. There's a product out there from Bonide called Rat Magic. Now, I know it says rat, but the idea behind it is it's for small rodents like chipmunks, squirrels, those types of things. There is a liquid form of this product. I believe it's called squirrel and chipmunk repellent. That actually is the same. It's just a liquid form. For this, and this is something that you could soak the area around it to help repel them from it. Another option is just getting the Repelzol from Bonide, the liquid form, right? You're looking for the concentrate of it, not the ready to use. So the concentrate you would pour into like a bowl. And you would soak the bulbs into them for like a half hour to 45 minutes, you know, sometimes even longer. And what happens is that bulb absorbs the repellent. And so when you put it into the soil, it goes with it. And it can last up to a couple months. That's why, you know, that can work. There's a number of different ways. I mean, you could even get to the point where if you have a bunch of bulbs in one area, putting like a netting over the top, or like a metal fencing, like chicken wire underneath it, underneath the soil, right? So it can't pull the bulbs out. But it's almost like you kind of have to do a combination of the two, of maybe using some of the rocks around it to plant it. And, you know, we're not looking for the polished rocks, like something that's, you know, nice and smooth. We want something in there that has some edges to it so it will affect their paws. You know, it's just they're looking for everything. I went out during the 8 o'clock hour break to walk the dog, and all I could hear was like dropping of acorns.
Oh yeah, from the tree.
And it's
yeah,
and it's like crazy. It's like you kind of have to watch your head while you're out there.
I know.
And the squirrels know that they and the chipmunks they know they're out there, so they are just going nuts right now.
I know.
And they're trying for everything, and they just happen to get to that. So, you know, best you can do to do something like a covering or a repellent around it will help it.
Okay. Now, you were saying I could put them, like, in a bowl or a container and pour this liquid. Now, do I mix water with it?
Or no.
Just the liquid?
Yeah, so just the concentrate. You can buy it in, like, a 32-quart 32-ounce or a quart container. And just, you know, place the bulbs in it, leave it there 45 minutes or so, then, you know, remove them, plant them, put more in it, and then use it to just, because it'll absorb into the bulb a little bit.
Okay, okay. And it sounds like that, you know, that's more what I'd like, because I've got them all over, you know, planted all over in my flower beds and and up on my stone wall, it goes around the two sides of the house, and, you know, it would be too hard to do anything else except, to, you know, just soak the bulbs and then plant them.
Definitely. It, you know, it, you might have to, you know, do it, then plant everything, and whatever you have left, maybe use that to mix with water and spray over the area too, you know, because it's not going to just all be gone. You might as well use it because it's also, a lot of it's like egg solids and those types of things. So it's got a really rotten smell to it. So you'd rather get rid of it than just pour it in one area.
Okay. All right. I'll try that and see what happens. But it, you know, I got beautiful, beautiful, hyacinths. And they were all given to me this last spring. And I love to, you know, keep them going. And, but these squirrels, there's so many of them out here running around. And, of course, my neighbor with his feeders and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awful.
You know, they, another thing that just kind of popped up in my head is maybe, you know, just as a thought is if you can find, you know, if all those acorns are dropping on the lawn and they're all in one area, if you can kind of rake them up and like pile them off to the woods, to the side, maybe it'll attract them away, you know?
What I do, and I, I've, all along, I got piles and piles of them, and the deer, I'll get like three deer out here at a time. Now, they should be eating acorns, too.
Yeah.
And they don't even bother. They just eat my plants. And I bought the mint plants this fall.
Yep.
And I went out and blowing the leaves out of the flower beds. They chopped the tops of those off, the mint plants. So it's like no end here.
It really is. And, you know, nature is going to do its thing. And we've had so many more animals the past few years with us, you know, people being off the road, et cetera.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's definitely a battle. And even trying to plant something that they like and move elsewhere, it can they kind of go where they want. But that repellent, some of it might actually help repel some of the deer as well. So it's it's hard to say this is exactly going to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, trying a few different things to get to the multiple senses that these animals have, because it's not just about the smell. It's the taste. It's the fear. It's all those things. So, you know, doing a couple of these things might help you as well. So not just doing the same one over and over, kind of switch in between.
So that is Bonide?
Yep, Bonide repels all.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll go to Agradir today and see if I can find it.
Definitely.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, have a great one. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's nice and sunny out there. It's warmed up since this morning to the point where it's just about time to get out there and enjoy yourself. Get some of that yard work done. It's going to be about 65, 68 today, so it's definitely going to be worth it. So hopefully you can get outside today and enjoy it. The week looking like it's going to be in the 60s and 50s, maybe a little bit of rain Tuesday, which is good. Keep going with that rain. Keep our plants thriving and surviving. So we can discuss that and more, but give us a call here at 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Marianne's in upstate New York.
Marianne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I'm calling in response to the woman who just called in about the chipmunks and deer.
Sure.
I also have hedges of peppermint and spearmint around different areas, which seems to help, like, with mice or whatever. But what I found is cloves and cayenne pepper, not together, but either. Cloves, brown cloves, I put, it keeps everything away. Deer don't like it. Everything doesn't like it. But the deers were eating my roses, and they were actually eating the buds. So I put cayenne pepper on the leaves and I sprinkled it on them. It doesn't hurt them. And they haven't taken a nibble since. So those are the two things that I use to keep the rodents, and the cloves really works with rodents, and the cayenne pepper also works with the deer.
And definitely. They do have some liquid form of the cayenne pepper with, like, a hot pepper wax. So
right.
If you're, you know, that's a good one to use. But the cloves, that's a great idea to add to it. They hate mint. Right, the rodents, they hate those things, and it's a smell thing, it's not a fear thing.
Right.
the smell thing irritates them.
Mint takes on a life of its own. Like, I planted peppermint, and it just, you know, you have to pull them by the roots to make them stop, because I have hedges, and it does keep the, you know, mice and stuff away, and the chipmunks and squirrels.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's one of the other things, you know, why people try to use, like, the liquid form, because they can go crazy, right? They can just almost take over the area. But if you have a tremendous deer problem, it might not be a bad thing to just let it go crazy.
Yeah, that's true. But with the cayenne pepper and cloves, I just buy it in bulk.
Yep.
And then I just go sprinkle it. If there's a lot of downpour, I'll go sprinkle some more. But it really works.
Yeah, and that's actually...
Just planted a bunch of roses in the spring, and then he's like, the deer are eating... As soon as they bloom, they're eating them, the flowers.
Yeah, it's... You know, they're all over the place and doing a lot of it. I think one of the things that you just brought up that was key was if we do get some rain or heavy rain, reapplying. That is a huge thing on this because it can wash it away, those types of things. So, you know, that's a great point on there. And I'll tell you, there's deer everywhere. They're more and more out there. You know, after us not being on the road for almost a year, a lot of people not on the road, there's a lot more that have grown up. But we'll see how that goes.
I got the clothes and use that because of the deer mice and the chipmunks, and they just, you know, they don't like the smell. It just repels them.
Yes.
So if you buy it in bulk, and you just, it's so simple, you just go out and sprinkle some. You know? It's not a lot of work.
Definitely. Yeah. Makes it a lot easier, you know, just kind of go out there and let it go.
Yep. So that's what I wanted to let her know, because that might be a simple solution to them staying away from digging up her bulbs.
Perfect. We appreciate the phone call and the help that you can pass along to other listeners as well.
Okay, thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Nathan, we got some more calls. We'll introduce this one before we head to break.
Donna's in Cape Cod.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. A great friend of your mom's, and I miss your dad deeply. He was a wonderful guy.
Thank you.
Just a couple of quick questions. Is there a difference between Scott's Weed and Feed and Scott's four-step program? I found a place where they're putting it for half price, and I was going to bulk up on it for next year, but I don't know.
So the Weed and Feed is usually like a second application. They've been pushing it more as like a fourth application as well to prevent some that are out there. If you can get it for half off, have at it. It can store for a couple years if necessary. But it'll work as like your step two. You can use it as step three and sometimes even four. You know, I would still look at using another alternative for your step three and step one. I wouldn't use it as your step one. But okay. If you can get it for inexpensive, definitely.
Can I ask you a quick question? Will you please tell me how Aunt Ruth winted over her geranium?
Okay. We can do that on the other side of the break, so hang tight with me. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. English Prime Minister Liz Truss fired her finance minister after recalling him from IMF meetings in Washington. Kwasi Kwarteng's economic package, including big tax cuts and deregulation to shock the economy out of stagnant growth, instead shocked world markets and the UK public. It's hard to find a China watcher who thinks President Xi Jinping won't keep his grip on power as the Communist Party meets for its week-long Congress on Sunday. Do you expect a third Xi term to deviate from policies he and the party have established as priorities, even if there are many reasons why change might be essential? And a federal jury in New York convicted Nikola founder Trevor Milton of securities fraud for what prosecutors said were his repeated lies about the development of the company's zero-emission trucks and technology. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Donna, and she asked a question in regards to overwintering the geraniums. Specifically, it said, you know, how my Aunt Ruth had done it. Now, she did it a couple ways. She had, a couple different ways, because it can be done multiple ways. The first way would be to bring it indoors and let it go dormant for the winter. And she had a porch area that she could keep cool but not, like, freeze. Needed to be temperatures really need to be between 45 and 55 degrees, so she could keep it in that area. The other thing was it was on the north side, so there wasn't a lot of sun, because you don't want them to be in a lot of sun. You want them to kind of just die back, but just slow down. So that's one thing that was done. Kept in that area and just let sit. You don't want to water. You don't want to do much of it. You kind of just want it to have that dormant period. Once the leaves start to turn yellow and die back, you want to clean it up. If you start to see any flowers kind of shoot out, those are actually, it does happen. You want to kind of leave them. Cut them back, excuse me. It's tempting to leave them because it's like, oh, that's pretty, why not? But it's taking away the energy from the plant. Now, if you do that, if you do let it go dormant, the time to bring them back out of dormancy is when the temperatures outdoors are consistently above 40 degrees, maybe a little bit warmer, so that they can start going. You put them in a full sun area and clean them up, do that type of thing. Now, if they're in the ground right now, some people will take them and have them bare root. Right, they'll bare root them for the winter. But another way that my Aunt Ruth had done it was she would keep some of them in a sunny window and keep them going throughout the winter, which is possible. There is, you know, something to do with it. So the opportunities are there for you to decide which way you want to go. But you can go completely dormant, or you can keep it growing. And that's up to you.
Wonderful.
All righty.
Great.
All right, Donna, will you go ahead?
If you were to do it with the bare roots, did she put them in paper bags? Did she hang them from the rafters?
So what you want to do is, you'll shake off all the soil, or most of it, right? Get rid of any of the, not so great foliage or branches, right? Let it air dry for a couple days, kind of just let it do its thing. And then you'd put it in a paper bag, you close the top, and then you place it in a cool, dark location and let it kind of just hang out for the winter. You could also a couple times during that winter, you probably want to soak the root system for a couple hours just to keep them going, because if they were in a pot, they'd at least have something to feed them with the water. So you probably do it a couple times, let it air dry, remove any of the dead leaves, and put them back into the bag, and then start fresh again in March or April.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. Yes, thank you very much.
No problem. You enjoy the rest of your day.
I will. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Edward is in Massachusetts.
Edward, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm looking for some information on my garden. The thing is overgrown with weeds. I've cut them down and raked them out. But what could I use for a cover crop? Or see, the weeds have in the soil, and I'm looking for some help.
Okay. One thing that you could use in a garden right now, or to have as a cover crop, would be winter rye.
Okay.
Winter rye is a great one that you can plant. It'll actually show you some green during the winter months, but it will also, when you get ready to, start fresh in the spring, you can till it in there, and it will act as a great organic matter add to the soil. So I would definitely, I would go with that if you're looking for something to cover right now, especially with any weeds coming back. That would be probably my first choice.
Is there anything else for a cover crop that would smother the weeds?
That's probably going to be your best. I mean, you could put like a clover or something, but the idea is clover kind of turns into a weed itself, whereas a winter rye, when you till it in the spring, it just breaks it down and it doesn't turn back into the weed area, whereas like a clover, if it gets to seed, those types of things, it could affect it long term and you'll have a bigger problem on your hands.
Okay, well, that's what we're going to try.
All righty.
Just order some winter rye.
Yep, winter rye is usually readily available in a lot of garden centers right now, but you could order it online as well. Usually like 5 pounds will do like 1,000 square feet. They're a bigger seed. Take a look at it, but I think like a 5 pound bag is usually where it's at.
5 pounds will do a...
I think it does about 1,000 square feet, yeah.
All right. I think I got some information. Thank you.
Perfect, Edward. You have a great rest of your day.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, who's up next?
John's in New Hampshire.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I've got a tumbler, and have been making compost since spring. And for a vegetable garden, is it better to add the compost and rototill it in the fall or the spring? Does it make a difference when you do it?
Well, so it's going to depend on, you know, the time, you know, the timing for you when your garden is kind of done. I like to, one of the things that's usually a good way is use it as like a top dressing in the fall and then maybe till it in the spring. Let it break down a little bit throughout the winter, kind of leach into the soil below it, and then mix it in. That's how I would do it, as I find that sometimes just a top dressing can mix it itself with the moisture and the rain. You know, up to you, because there is no, you know, perfect answer for it.
Okay.
Right? So you could do either way and still be successful. I personally would just do it as a top dressing at this point and then let it sit until spring and then get it started at that point.
Okay. All right, one more question.
Sure.
Best time to fertilize blueberry bushes with Hollytone?
So using it at half the rate right now is a good time, and then again in the spring. Now, if it needs to be more acidic, because blueberries like acidity, using a soil acidifier at this point is going to do more, it's going to benefit the plant more by doing it now, because it'll give it time to react into the soil, and you'd be able to do like a second application in the spring if the soil is not acidic enough. But, you know, it's depending upon if you're just trying to fertilize them, then right now is a great time, and then again in the spring with just the Hollytone. But if you need to make it more acidic, the Hollytone will be fine, and adding the soil acidifier should help make it successful.
Okay. Very good.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much.
All right. You have a great rest of your day, John.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Michelle's in Martha's Vineyard.
Michelle, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. But I have a question about my mother's irises.
Okay.
Okay. So she went off island. I'm on the vineyard. So.
Yep.
So she went to her family's home and brought back the irises, and she planted them in our yard.
Okay.
And then my son dug up a lot of stuff, and now they're everywhere here and there. So when they come up,
yep.
Can I dig down there somewhere and
can you dig down? Yeah, I mean, you can dig down and pull them up.
Is it bulbs?
I'm sorry, we're breaking up just a little bit. You're looking to pull the rhizome, the bulb up, right?
The bulbs, yeah. How do I do that?
Well, so, you know, some of the easiest things to do is, if you know where the plants are, getting, you know, a shovel, kind of digging around it, underneath it, and basically getting that shovel up and pushing up. If you're looking to store those rhizomes for the winter, they definitely can be done to plant next season or to plant elsewhere. You just want to make sure they have some time to dry off before they go into like a container of some sort, right?
Yeah, so that's what I need to know. It's like, should I bring them in the bulbs or like?
Well, you can leave them out in the ground. They can stay in the ground. They can overwinter in the ground as is. But if you want to remove some of them because they're in a different area that you want to have them for next year, that is perfectly
exactly,
all right.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is, after you've dug them up, you want to trim any of the leaves that are left on it back to about 3 to 4 inches.
Right,
You don't want to wash the dirt off. You want to let the bulb itself sit in the sun for a couple days until that bulb is kind of dry to the touch. Okay. And then you're going to want to clean off the dirt at that point with like a light brush or something like that, because we're not trying to, break the bulb. And sometimes when you water, it can crack the bulb or do something along those lines. So we're trying to just clean it up the best we can. There will be some dirt left on it, and that is okay. All right.
Okay.
For the winter, once you have kind of got them, dried off like that, you're going to find an area where it's dark and dry and somewhat, cool. Okay. You don't want it to be too cold. You want it to stay cool, but not like freezing. Okay. There's a little bit more to this, and I want you to hang tight. So on the other side of the break, hang tight with me. It will tell you what else to do and how to store it for the winter. So stay tuned. We'll take a break. We will be back in a few.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And before the break, we were talking with Michelle in regards to iris and what to do with them over winter. And we started to discuss what to do, letting them air dry outside, cleaning a bunch of the dirt off, and then looking for an area where it's a cool, it's a dark, dry spot. And to be honest, it could be like a closet of the house.
No, honey, so I should dig them up.
If you want to, but you can overwinter them outside. So that you can do either way. If you want to dig them up, have at it. But if you do not want to, you are fine to leave them out.
But I want to, put them in different places.
Okay. So what I would suggest doing then is, if you want to put them in different places, maybe leave them in the ground for now and do this in the spring before they've started to kind of to grow. What I would look at doing is maybe getting some like stakes that you find at the store to mark where plants are, so you know which ones now that you're going to move. So in the spring you can dig them up.
Okay.
Because they've already had the entire season, or you know, some of the season in the ground, the root system's in there. By pulling them up, you're going to, you know, break up the roots a little bit. And so this is a way of letting them just sit there for the winter. You can definitely do that. But the other way is bring them indoors.
Go for the winter right now.
Yes. And as you start to see the leaves, yeah, as you start to see all the leaves start to die back, turning brown, yellowish brown, let the leaves die back. And once they've started to die back, you can cut them to the ground, the leaves off, because then that's showing you that the energy has got back to the bulb, the rhizome, to store for the winter. So it's definitely...
And another question I have.
Sure.
How many years... do they live?
They can live for a number of years. Honestly, it's not just like a
years.
I wouldn't say it was 100, but the idea is they can go for, you know, 7-10 years in an area or longer. You know, you might need to split some of them every 3 to 4 years because the rhizome can be split. And it just takes a little bit of extra effort to it. Once you started to see it growing?
I have black irises, I have purples, I have pinks.
Yeah, so they'll last for a number of years, and it's just, you know, after probably 3 to 4 years, you'll start to see maybe a decline in some of the flowering. That's when you could split them and move them. That would be no problem at all. But I recommend if you're going to split them and move them, doing it in the spring. That way it has a full season to grow and get established before winter happens. So the ones you have right now, just kind of let them sit. And in the spring, at least you got a project to start off with.
Yeah, okay. And my son is a gardener.
Yep.
And he has been like... doing all kinds of things in my yard, like wildflowers and everything, and
okay. Well, it's great that he's taking care of the yard and all of those things and adding those things. It's a great way to continue making it, you know, your yard stronger, more native, happy, more pollinator happy.
He just native flowers and stuff.
Perfect. And that's a great way to bring back the pollinators and have the pollinators for those iris that you have.
Pollinators, yeah. We have pollinator flowers and shrubs and everything we have. Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Well, that is great. And good luck with the iris and everything else on the property. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Hey, Patrick?
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem, Michelle. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, that's going to wrap us up for today. I appreciate everybody's phone calls, question and answer, and Karen from Natural Alternative for joining us, giving us some great information that we can still be doing. It's warming up. It's sunny out. Get out there, enjoy it before, you know, some football games are on. I know it's a 1 o'clock game today, so get out there now so you can watch that game later. Anyways, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something. And we'll see you next week. Have a great one, guys.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.